Well, as Donna mentioned, I'm going to just amaze you tonight with words around the topic, who is the real you? And I have to warn you ahead of time that as I've hung out with this, and usually I take, an hour and a half, 2 hours, and just hang out in this divine space or the space of inspiration about what this Tuesday evening talk and co-experience is meant to be about. And as I was doing this, it became very, very clear to me that this talk is not primarily about content. It's really much, much more about experience, and it's about a blessing. So I want to invite you just at this moment to be open to, be in the space of, just let yourself sink into whatever blessing there is for you in this. And while I'm certainly going to be talking to us at a mental/cognitive level, a conceptual level that we can understand, really the bulk of the blessing is at levels much deeper or bigger or broader or more vast than that. So you've heard me say often that at that point at which each of us is just about ready to fall asleep at night, at that point where we've just let go of all the stresses and preoccupations of the day, all the roles and issues that we play and deal with, let go of every persona that we are, we're just face to face with what I sometimes call just the real you, the real self. And I guess that raises the question, who is that real self? At that moment then, or perhaps in a deep meditation, or perhaps just as maybe you're daydreaming and all of a sudden you realize that, oh my gosh, I just am. When you're right there at that moment, who is that real you? Who is that? What is that? Where is that? What's that about? So that's the topic, who is the real you? And tonight, what I'd love to do is just sit with you in the middle of that real you, just in that space where you're the most real, the most authentic, the most genuine, the most centered, the most essential you that is. And again, this is not so much about the content, even though I'm going to be talking about it. It's much more about the experience. It's much more about the blessing and the growth that's here. So I invite you, as always, but especially tonight, to listen to me with one ear, but with your really good ear, to listen much, much more to the reverberation of the real you inside. Because I really feel like I'm just going to be the external voice of or echo of the real you that really, really wants your attention in the depths of who you are. So, somewhere in your awareness, you know who you really are. Somewhere in your awareness, in your knowing, you literally experience your essence, your isness. Somewhere in that awareness, you can grasp the real truth of your nature. You can grasp who you are. Somewhere in that awareness, you are. And that you is in charge of these moments this evening. That you is here to speak to you, to reverberate within you, to whisper within you, to just sort of stretch its muscles within you, to be felt within you. Who you really are, the authentic you, the natural you, just the isness of you that not only has a truth to speak, but wants to be you in so many ways, that's in charge of tonight. That place, that somewhere in your consciousness, we usually call your soul. And that's, of course, why Donna and I were especially moved to come up with the term Center for Soulful Living, is that it's at that place that we call your soul that's the dwelling place of your real self. It's the dwelling place of your truth. It's where you know who you are, what you are, how you are. And I'd like to share with you, just in the moments ahead, a little bit my version of the who you are, my version of the what you are. And of course, my version may be, again, just an inkling of, just a whispering of your own version, the real you version of who you are. So when I think about you, the real you, I see five things. The first is I see you as an embodiment of the divine. I see that the divine configures itself in a certain way and creates a flower, configures itself in another way, creates a tree, in another way creates a lion or an elephant or a dove or the air, and in another way creates human beings, but in the intricate way that is possible with the all-possibility divine, that divine configures itself in a certain way, and that way is you. So literally, you are the divine. You know, in some settings, it's almost heretical to say you are God. But in truth, if we go to that place of absolute essence and isness, and that place where we just are, there's no getting around it. That's where we find the divine. Not just the divine living in us, but the divine living and expressing as us. So who are you? Who is that real you? First and foremost, that real you is God, divine, infinite, is that essential version of life, that all-possibility self that is so powerfully there in you. It's as powerfully there as that power of the universe that was present right before that Big Bang exploded and created light in so many versions and so many forms. That very power is you. Many of you have heard me say before, as I've read the research, that there's enough energy in each and every one of us that's the equivalent of 30 very, very large hydrogen bombs. And that energy comes, you are absolutely unique. In other words, that divine configuration has put itself together in a way that is not replicated anywhere. And so your unique composite of the earth and of all the elements, the earth, air, fire, water that are around us, a unique composite of the divine and of the human and of feelings and of emotions and of energies and of consciousness and awareness, everything that is configures itself in you in a way that's just you. And so who are you? Who is the real you? With a real you is something that has no equal, has no replication, has no other expression that's just like you. And so the real you has your ear, has the capacity to speak to you in ways that can't be spoken to anybody else. In other words, the record or the song of life plays in you and as you in a way that's just your song, your tune, your vibration, your energy, your alignment, your style. Who are you? You are absolutely special, unique, unreplicable, and absolutely just right. So you're not just put together uniquely. You're put together by some divine design that says, ah, I put you together just this way because this is the perfect configuration, the perfect creation, the perfect gathering of all the possibilities so that I, the divine, could create myself, I, the earth, can create myself, I, the human, can create myself, I, the animal, I, the elements, can create myself in a special, special way and mix all these ingredients together so that a specific style of living can happen, so that a unique brand of experience can take place, so that you can be just who you are. That's the second thing I see. Then when I think anew about the real you, the third thing I see is you as a powerful creator. Powerful creator or creatress. In other words, you're able to create yourself. to create your cells, to create your energies, your feelings, your emotions, to create your cells and your atoms, to create your thoughts, to create your subconscious makeup, to create your energy field all around you, to create relationships, to create your life on a daily basis, over and over, anew and afresh. You can create anything and everything because that creative spark is in you, because all those possibilities of creation live not just in you, but as you, and so you've got this limitless resource of self and of possible configurations to dip into and say, I think I'll create myself this way today. Or your soulful self, your real self says, oh, this is the perfect me to put together in this way or that way. I'll create my thoughts anew this way. I'll create my energies anew that way. I'll shift from this style of feeling to that style of feeling. I'll shift my way of connecting to life and others and to nature. I'll shift the ways I breathe in the air and the prana of life into my body, into my cells. I'll create anew the very style of electrical energy that pulses through my nervous system. And we do that from that essence that is the divine. It's not just an energy, it's a spark, it's an essence of life that can do anything, can create anything, can be anything. And that's not just out there and something that you're working toward. It's in you, it's in me. And it's as much the real you as any other facet of you that we're aware of. Whether we visit it every day and are aware of it every day or not, it's here. And it's here right now. And it's beginning to speak to you as we're speaking. The second thing I see of these five ingredients, these five aspects of the real you, is that you are a unique presence. A unique presence. Nobody is like you. Nothing else is put together in the same way you are at a soul level, because the soulful self is so creative. We do that at an unconscious, at a subconscious, and at a conscious level. We do it at an energetic level. We're amazing, powerful creators. When I think of the real you, the fourth thing I think about is that you are a genuine feeler. That's right, a feeler. Somebody who can experience and feel. You're somebody who can feel all the vibrations of life, not just your own, but those of everybody around you. You can feel the life force that moves through you. You can feel it in your body. You can feel it in your cells. You can feel it in your organs. You can feel it in all the movements of your body. You can feel it in your energy system. You can feel it in your chakras. You can feel it in your emotions. You can feel it in every way that it speaks. You can feel. You can feel yourself. You can feel your life. And if you just in this moment sort of let go into that feeling, each feeling speaks to you, connects to you, calls you, draws you into unity with itself, into unity with all life. And so our feeling self, our genuine feeling, real feeling self, is the self that knows life in so many ways. And the fifth thing I think of when I think about the real you, I think of you as an authentic knower, a knower. Somebody who knows, not just consciously, but subconsciously and unconsciously and superconsciously. I see you as somebody capable of getting totally clear about who you are, sometimes at the conscious level, but very fully at the superconscious level, at the unconscious level, at the subconscious level. And if we put all these styles of knowing, all these four levels, so to speak, of knowing together, there's not anything you don't know. There's not anything you don't know. At the superconscious level, that's the same as the soulful level, where we know everything. We know everything about where we came from and what we're about and where we're going. At the subconscious level, we know everything about what's going on inside ourselves. At the unconscious level, we know what's going on in all life around us, and we know what the myths and the stories are that move us and influence us from within. at the conscious level, we know some of that, whatever's helpful to know. But just because at the conscious level we don't know all sorts of other things doesn't mean we don't know them. And in fact, it occurred to me as I was maybe about halfway through, just in my own style of preparation, just showing up to what this talk is, I became clear that, you know, I think this talk is a front. I think it's a trick. Actually, and so, you know, since there's truth in advertising, there might as well be truth in this talk. What the heck? So I think the trick is to trick all of us into knowing what we know, not just consciously, and maybe not even consciously, but knowing it as an embodiment of God, as a unique presence, as a powerful creator, as a genuine feeler, and as an authentic knower. In other words, what we're about here this evening is we're about showing up to the real self, to who we really are, and letting ourselves know that self in so many ways. You know, and I know you know it because I'm preaching to the choir, but each of us tends to put so much more focus on our conscious knowing, our conscious awareness. We want to, and we draw into our conscious mind, we want to know at a conscious level what's going on. And yet, much more powerful than that is when we go to the place where we feel, because so much knowledge is in our feeling, or the place of our body, because the body's wisdom is so much stronger often than the wisdom of the mind. Or we go to our divine self, that place of isness within us. Or we go to the unique presence we are in the unique way that who we are speaks to us. Or we go into that subconscious, unconscious, superconscious mind and self and knowing, and we visit there. And if we can go to all those places and not invite those to speak to the conscious mind, but invite our conscious self to just let go into them. And there's the trick, there's the front, there's the invitation for this evening. Let's go to the place where the real self lives and expresses and speaks, and just see what that experience is. So, for the rest of this talk, what I'm here to do is invite each of us on a journey, on an exploration, an experience, a tour, if you will, of, you guessed it, the real you. So let's do that now, if you will. Come with me, join with me. I'm going to be the tour guide, if you will. But really, I want you in all of this to listen to, feel into, experience, be open to, just resonate with the vibrations of the real you. A little bit in your conscious mind, but much, much more in all these other capabilities and levels and styles of knowing that you have. And so I'm going to lead us on a tour of those very five qualities that I just talked about with you. The first is, let's visit your essence, that embodiment of the divine that you are. Let's go to that place where you just are. And let's sit in being for just a moment. Let's just be. And let's experience the divine self, the God self. Experience God here. The divine feminine, the divine masculine, whatever version happens to be expressing to you, showing up to you, as in, if you will, the raw, emptied out self that you are. You just are. And here, with no external qualities, no adjectives to describe yourself, here in just the very being of you, the divine self begins to speak. Again, not primarily to your conscious mind, but let yourself, just in the beingness, the isness of you, notice, perhaps intuit, perhaps sense, the divine you, and that real you. And of course, this divine you, as you're listening, I'll say this, is the utmost real you. It's the mega real self. It's where the juice is. It's where the essence and the power and the creative potential reside. It's just so remarkable, this divine you, this God self, and it is the real you. Journey with me, if you will, a little farther, and we're going to visit that second facet of you, your uniqueness. So let's show up to the unique you. Let's show up to what makes you special, what makes you just you, unlike anybody else. And without my trying to put words to it, as you just appear before that unique self and just are ready to drink in whatever it is that that unique self wants to communicate, again, probably not into the conscious mind, but perhaps into the repository of your energy self, where you might just feel it, or of your pictorial self, your right brain, where you might just picture it. There might be just a hint here or there, a way in which your real, unique self, the self again that has no duplicate anywhere, anywhere, in any dimension, in any universe, in any facet of life, that unique you might right now just want to speak in its own language, and to call you just to be present, to being unique, to feeling unique, to experiencing that uniqueness. And notice perhaps the kind of feeling that accompanies it, the kind of blessing that might be coming into you from that unique self that holds you and has held you since birth in a very, very special way. And now let's move to that third facet, the powerful creator that you are. Look at your creations. Imagine what you have created, even from birth. From birth, you created a certain family to come into. You created a certain style, a style of intelligence, a style of thoughts, a style of personality, a style of orientations like occupational orientations, intellectual orientations, friendships, sexual orientations, emotional orientations, and on and on. You've created intimacy and a certain style of intimacy. You've created a certain method of personal empowerment. There's a way you feel empowered that nobody else does, and you've created it. And if you're thinking that the you is the conscious you, let me just go back and remind us that it's not just that conscious you, your soulful self, your God self, your divine self, your unconscious self, your subconscious self, your feeling self, your unique self, all together have created each and every one of these. You've created certain gifts. You've created certain qualities. You've created yourself. You've created your life. You've created certain people in your life, certain conditions and circumstances that, believe it or not, are just right for you. You've created perhaps themes in your body so that your body and you have a certain resonance together and a certain project together. In your emotion, maybe the same thing, except in your own unique way. You're an ongoing, dynamic, real creator. And perhaps the gift or the blessing that's coming to you just by being present to this creative self is the blessing of an even greater creative power, an even stronger creative orientation, perhaps a sense of more self-confidence in opening to the creative dynamism and magic and wonder that you are. So let's visit the fourth arena. Let's hang out a little bit in your genuine feeling self. Let's hang out in those feelings and notice right now what kind of feelings are there. Notice how you feel yourself in general, how you feel your emotions, your vibrations, your body signals, how you feel and experience every chakra within you, how you experience and feel your sexuality, your sensuality, your love, your connectedness, your intimacy, your power, your creativeness, how you feel your life, how you feel your friends, how you feel any facet of life, how you feel nature, how you feel the vibratory quality of your own brain and its electrochemical, electromagnetic makeup, how you feel your thoughts, how you feel me at this moment, and especially how you feel yourself. Imagine that. Just look at yourself. What a remarkable feeler you are. And that feeling you knows so much. Those feelings give you information, input, that are just remarkable. They give you information that the mind can barely begin to process. But when we visit those feelings, and especially visit them, not asking for them to translate into our conscious awareness, we gain a certain appreciation for just the feeling, and we begin to know what we feelingly know, not so much in concepts, but just in feelings. And I'm sure, again, you get exactly where we're going with all of this, and that is to magnify our knowing, not just in the conscious mind, but everywhere else, to find knowing and fullness and truth and the magnificence of life and all the ways that life and self speak to us in all these spaces, and specifically here, everywhere we feel. What an inventive, remarkable feeler you are, I am, we are. All of life can be known through feeling. And as that's just resonating, as we're feeling the blessing that's coming to us just by the very fact that we've shown up as a feeler, let's move also on to the fifth element. So, we're visiting now our knowing self, our authentic knower. We all know that we know more than we think we know. Well, what do you know about the real you? Let's assume that maybe every part of you or every part of your life is right now moving something about you into your awareness. And again, not just your conscious awareness, but all styles and levels of awareness. Maybe at this moment it's an answer to a question that you can't or haven't been able to get to in your conscious mind, but is very clear somewhere else, and maybe you're just being drawn to that particular place right now where it is, or a new insight, or perhaps a picture of someone is just showing itself in your right brain right now that's giving you a little hint about you. Let's assume, and I do, that you know everything. Everything. And everything knows you. You know everything about who you are, and who you are is known fully at every space of your being. Every cell of you knows the real you. Every feeling of you is connected to and a vibrational expression of who you really are. Every level of your mind, again, superconscious, unconscious, subconscious, conscious, plays in and expresses a different version of the truth of the real, authentic you. So let go right now into that knowing. If that knowing right now is in your body, feel it. Without having to understand what you're feeling, if that knowing is in your emotions, experience it. Let go into that emotion without trying to translate it meaningfully into your conscious mind. If that knowing is in your subconscious mind, then just visit there. Just intuit what it might be, and just show up, giving your conscious mind a rest, knowing that when any of this is just right to come into your conscious mind, it will very, very much on its own. In other words, let's all not try so much to comprehend what we're intuiting, what we're feeling, what we're getting, what we're knowing, what we're picturing, what we're experiencing. Once we experience it deeply enough, subconsciously enough, feelingly enough, physiologically enough, then sure enough, as you assumed, it comes right into that conscious mind and we get the insight we need. So rather than working at it, rather than trying to bribe anything to come up into our conscious awareness, let's just be with it as it is. So thank you for taking that tour with me. Who are you? I think you're amazing, precious, powerful, divine, wonderful, creative, special, unique, love, light, life, real. I think you're real. In so many ways, you're you. And that's all you need to be, just you. Everything else is contained in the real you. And of course, as a final thought, my intention this evening has been that just by hanging out in the real you, that you become that real you. Just a little bit more, that the real you feels more alive in your awareness, and that you and the real you unite, are one, because that's the bigger truth, of course, anyway, and that the real you is who you are, perhaps. The real you, the real me, the real us, the real God. The real earth, the real everything. In that brief moment before we go to sleep at night, if in fact that's when we experience it, or in that moment of deep prayer or meditation or reflection, when all else just sort of gives way to that central self, that central element of life, that soulful space where the divine is, where the God self resides. We are that. And that God self is you in this moment. Can you sense, feel, see, notice, experience that God or goddess or divinity that you are? Can you let go into that? And is it okay to just let the divine that you are fill you, draw you, invite you, call you into itself, so that right now, in an empowered way, you really know, that's me. I'm that. I am that. I am not just a human self, struggling, isolated, exiled from that divine core. That divine core is the real me. I am the divine. As really, as deeply, as truly, as authentically, as genuinely, as powerfully, as is the divine This is a mystical truth, not fully graspable by the conscious mind, but powerfully graspable and alive and well in the superconscious mind that is as much yours as is the conscious. And so, your conscious mind is being given a blessing, a gift. It's a gift right now of expansion. Notice or watch or observe or witness as your conscious mind lets go and expands into, connects with that superconscious mind where the divine self, the God self, lives in full awareness, in full presence, in total expression. And as your conscious mind has been invited now into that space, your conscious mind is a bit in awe of this you. And your conscious mind might say, for example, I theoretically knew, but I really had no experiential idea how vast I am, how magnified, how awesome, how wondrous, how powerful the divine self that I am really is. Your conscious mind might say, if I had known this, I would have been banging at the door to be allowed entrance a long, long time ago. And the gift of this night is your conscious mind now has daily, minutely access. And in its expanding into this superconscious arena of truth, the truth about you, your conscious mind never has to feel alone, separated, abandoned, isolated again. Your God self, what an amazing you. What a remarkable expression and embodiment of all that is. Aren't you just a miracle? The uniqueness of you stems from, is created from that God self. The first manifestation of this creative God self is a unique you. You're unique in a gazillion ways. Let yourself just be that uniqueness right now. The unique, special, non-duplicatable you. Nowhere else, anywhere, is there anything quite like this miracle called you. If it feels right, allow your appreciating self, your grateful self, to simply be in awe of the special way that you got configured, created, put together, designed, executed, and expressed. Aren't you an absolute miracle? To walk around this planet and to have the reverberations of this self that you are echo in other dimensions, in other spaces, and to fill the whole world and to fill the entire universe with the presence that you are, so that the blessing of that God self can echo out, radiate out, and touch every facet of life, not just other human beings and those you love, but every molecule of air and every feeling of hatred or love anywhere and everywhere in this world, and every experience of life that lives in any other dimension that is touched just beautifully, in a just right way, by you because you're unique. If you ever thought that you weren't just magnificent, just powerful, just a gift to anything and everything, it's only because you've forgotten who the real you is. And the feeler you. You feel everything right now. Not just visiting your feelings, but being your feelings. Be what you feel right now. And let what you feel have its moment without concern about what it means or why it's there. Just know that in the perfection of all life, this feeling in this moment is visiting you because in this very second, it's perfect. And as you be the feeling is fulfilled, is complete. And that's all that ever needs to happen. And what you've just done is you've celebrated the perfect moment in the perfect way. And you've completed life in a way that adds to all of us. You, God Self, special self, powerful creator, creatress, unique feeler, authentic knower. I know that you, just by being who you are, by bringing your awareness into, your experience into, yourself into the allness of the real, real you, you are a miracle. And because you are that, we are better. We are fuller. We are grander. Thank you for blessing us by the real self that you are. In this moment, I'm going to complete this meditative being experience. Thank you once again, and turn this over to Donna. I apologize for having so brought us into such a deep space that I obliterated all the wonderful sharing that you otherwise would have done. But you know, in my totally self-absorbed way, I simply had to hog the stage. I guess that's the way it is. So I thank you so much.